USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says all Americans on the bases attacked last night by Iran are safe. The president says Iran can expect
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
President Trump also has a message for Iran.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
The CDC says 27 children have died from the flu so far this season, the highest number since 2003. The CDC estimates at least 6.4 million people have gotten sick so far this season, 55,000 have been hospitalized, and 2,900 have died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
As Harvey Weinstein's trial enters its third day, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers continuing to try to put together a jury for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's trial on sex crime charges in New York. Lawyer Michael Backner says it's not going to be easy given the bombardment of media coverage the case has received.
It's going to be impossible to find a juror who hasn't heard about Harvey Weinstein or hasn't heard about the case, and that's not going to be sufficient reason to get excluded.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is playing cynical games by holding off sending off two articles of impeachment.
There will be no haggling with the House over Senate procedure. We will not cede our authority to try this impeachment. The House Democrats' turn is over. The Senate has made its decision.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren is unveiling a new bankruptcy plan. With the details of that plan, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bankruptcy reform proposal that would undo many of the legal provisions supported by rival Joe Biden. Warren's proposal would roll back many key aspects of a bankruptcy measure passed by Congress in 2005, which critics have long criticized as tilting the playing field in bankruptcy procedures away from consumers and in favor of banks and lenders. One of the main backers of the bill was then-Senator Joe Biden, whose home state of Delaware is headquarters to many of the nation's largest credit card issuers. The Massachusetts senator blamed its provisions, making it harder for consumers to discharge debt in bankruptcy, for worsening the 2008 financial crisis, citing research showing the bill caused about 800,000 additional mortgage defaults and 250,000 additional foreclosures.
And finally, in USA Radio News for your health, the cancer death rate in the United States has dropped 2.2% from 2016 to 2017, the largest single drop in a year ever recorded. That's according to the latest report from the American Cancer Society. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.